Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the necessity of jihad and the virtues of striving morning and evening in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we explained, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought a very, very long chapter under this heading, showing to us the importance of jihad, showing us the emphasis of jihad and the rewards that have been mentioned in the hadith with regards to striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although he mentioned morning and evening, can you imagine a person that is out full time? In other words, not just the morning and just the evening, he's out months on end, days on end. What reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give that person? So it's not a small thing. Therefore, we should always have this desire in our heart that, wallah, if you give me that opportunity to strive out in your path of Allah, you give in your path, or you give me the opportunity to give my life for you, Allah, I'm ready. So if a person has this in his mind, in his heart, and inshallah he'll get rewarded even if he doesn't get that opportunity, because he had the desire in his heart that if I had the opportunity also, I would do it. Very, very great rewards have been promised. In fact, one of the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, "Man lam yaghzu," that person who hasn't fought in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and nor has he told himself, in other words, nor has he intended to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He never had that, he never crossed his mind that I should go out one day in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So he didn't go out physically, nor did that thought also cross his mind that if I had the chance, I'll go out, I would like to go out. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he has actually passed away upon one of the branches of hypocrisy. In other words, this should be a natural desire of a believer that I want to give my life, I want to give my abilities for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This should be something that we should always tell ourselves, even though we don't have the opportunity or the chance, but it's something that we should have in our heart. So continuing with this chapter, عن سلمة بن الأكوع رضي الله عنه قال مر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على نفر ينتظلون فقال أرموا بني إسماعيل فإن أباكم كان راميا رواه البخاري. حضرت سلمة بن الأكوع رضي الله عنه narrated, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم passed by a group of people who were competing with one another in archery. So they were competing in archery. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Shoot, O Banu Ismail, your father was an archer." Ulama explained that Ibrahim alayhi salam had two sons. One was Ismail alayhi salam and one was Ishaq alayhi salam. The Arabs are from the progeny of Ismail alayhi salam. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Urmu Bani Ismail," that shoot, O son of Ismail, in other words referring to Ismail alayhi salam, O Banu Ismail, your father was an archer. So yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was encouraging Sahaba to engage in archery in emulation of their forefather, since an intelligent person will normally like to follow his father's footsteps as far as good deeds are concerned, as far as the good legacy that has been left by one's parents or his father, person would like to follow that as far as good deeds are concerned. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was encouraging them to do this. وعن أمر ابن عباس رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من رمى بسهم في سبيل الله فهو له عدل محررة رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. حضرت أمر ابن عباس رضي الله عنه narrates that I heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, one who shoots an arrow in the path of Allah Ta'ala receives the reward of freeing a slave. We know in the hadith it comes that there is very, very great reward for a person that frees a slave. In fact, this was something that people would like to do, that will like to save up money. If they didn't have money, if they had the money also, then they would like to buy a slave for the sake of Allah Ta'ala and free the slave. Yeah, a person is just firing one arrow, he's shooting one arrow in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying for that one arrow that he's firing, he's getting the reward of freeing a slave. Something that is so expensive, so valuable, so rewarding, just for one arrow that is being fired. So that is showing us the rewards that Allah Ta'ala has left for a person out in his path. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that one who shoots an arrow in the path of Allah Ta'ala, it will be a means of light for him on the day of Qiyamah. Whether it reaches his target or not, that's not important. The fact that he shot it in the path of Allah Ta'ala, it may have missed the target also, no problem. But that shooting of that arrow will become a means of light for him on the day of Qiyamah. On that day, there will be no light except the light or the nur of a believer. Allah Ta'ala will make it such that this will become a nur for him, that one arrow that he fired in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll do one more short hadith and we terminate for today. عن أبي يحيى خريم بن فاتك رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أنفق نفقة في سبيل الله كتب له 700 ضعف رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. حضرت أبو يحيى خريم بن فاتك رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said one who spends anything in the path of Allah Ta'ala receives a reward which is multiplied 700 times. A person spends in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reward is multiplied 700 times, which equals to a 70,000% return of investment. Where will you ever get that? Yeah, you talk about 15%, 16%, and after a while the investment crashes. Yeah, it's a 70,000% return. 700 times whatever you spend is given in return to a person. And this is a minimum. That the ayat of the Quran, Allah ta'ala mentions, وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah multiplies and increases it even further for whoever He wishes. This is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, we should never ever lose hope. Where we get a chance to spend in the path of Allah ta'ala, we should spend our money. Allah ta'ala has blessed us. This is something that some investment, there is definitely no chance of crashing. If the niyat of a person is right and he's giving it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can be rest assured that on the day of Qiyamah, he'll see all those returns that he's getting for the money that he's spending. And this is something that's easy for us to do. We must just get in the habit of spending for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A day will come when our eyes close, we'll see that account opening. That account that we spend for the sake of Allah ta'ala. On whichever way a person spends, apart from spending in the jihad, person he spends, for example, in a masjid, in a madrasa, in any dini project, he'll see the reward of that also. Or even feeds people, he'll see the reward of that. Whatever is the need of the time, the person is spending in that avenue, a day will come when this bank account will close and the akhirat bank account will open, and the man will see how much of investments he's got there. But provided he did it with the right niyat, right intention, and he did it whilst he had the chance, then he will appreciate the money that he spent. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.